With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. The Montana Department of Livestock is investigating three cases of bovine tuberculosis with potential connections to Montana herds. The three TB diagnoses, which don't appear to be related, were found during routine inspections at out-of-state slaughterhouses over the past 9 months. Infected herds are quarantined or removed from the market. The Department of Livestock hasn't confirmed infected herds in Montana, but is trying to trace the positive tuberculosis results back to a source herd using brand inspections, sale records, and other documentation. State veterinarian Dr. Marty Zalewski.
We have approximately 20 different herds that we're working with in the state of Montana to find out if they are a potential source to any one of these three cases found at slaughter.
Zalewski says the department has tested several thousand head already, with another 1,000 to 1,500 to go. Several animals have been submitted to the state lab for further examination. He says a post-mortem tissue culture is the only way to concretely determine if an animal was infected. While state and federal agencies foot the bill for the testing itself, Jay Bodner, executive vice president of the Montana Stock Growers Association, says the investigation can be time-consuming for cattle producers.
They have to test them, and then they come back and read them 3 days later. So it's somewhat, you know, arduous for the cattle producers because they have to run these animals through twice.
Wally Congdon is the vice president of the Montana Cattlemen Association. He lauds the state's disease testing program, but worries that gaps in enforcement and people failing to document their cattle puts producers at risk.
The more you can do to encourage people to get testing done, to monitor, to make sure your neighbors tested things that moved around, that people had brand inspections and health certificates, the more you do that, the better. This is a public education thing.
Cattle can transmit tuberculosis to humans and wildlife. About 6 cases of bovine tuberculosis are diagnosed each year in the United States. The Department of Livestock expects testing to continue through the summer and into early fall. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.